The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Minute with Mary. It's a podcast dedicated to network marketing and unleashing your confidence. So crank up the volume, get out your notepad, and let's turn your side hustle into the business of your dreams. Hello, everybody. How's it going? My name is Mary Larson. I'm an independent unique presenter and the host for this podcast. And one of the first things you heard in the intro of this podcast is that it's dedicated to network marketing. So it's really, really important that you grow your network. And whether you have just recently started your journey with Unique, or maybe you've been around the block a little while with your network marketing journey and you feel like you've hit a bit of a wall, this episode might be able to add some fuel to your fire. It's all about building that 100s list. And maybe you've heard about a 100s list before, or maybe this is something brand new to you. But I highly encourage that you get out a notepad. Maybe you go to the store and you purchase a notepad today, or maybe you use the notes feature in your phone. Because if you are going to have success selling your products and growing your team, you're going to need to network. And starting with this 100s list is really going to get you going. But before we go into this episode, I would love to invite you to subscribe to this podcast. Just head onto your favorite podcast app of choice and hit that subscribe button. You can also learn more about me at minutewithmary.com, or you can search the hashtag #MinuteWithMary on Facebook. And if you are not yet a presenter and you're interested in joining, reach out to me on social media. We can chat, or you can learn more by going to joinminutewithmary.com. All right, let's get into the show. So when you first join a network marketing company, one of the things that they want to impress upon you is having a working 100s list. This is a list of 100 people that you could potentially sell products to, network with, or have come join on your team. And I know lots of people. I suddenly, when I joined this business and I wanted to make a business out of it, my mind went blank. I was like, who am I going to talk about this to? And how am I going to talk about this to random people? Because I don't know about you, but I have been spammed and approached by random people who I went to high school with or I've met just once in my life. They message me out of the blue with an amazing opportunity, and I see right through it. But on the flip side, if you want to grow your business, you do need to continually grow your network. So, as silly as it may seem, I want you just to get a piece of paper. Or you can use the notes feature in your phone, as I said earlier. Or if you'd like, you can even go to Google and search network marketing memory jogger or 100s list memory jogger. There are plenty of resources online that you could just easily print off, and they'll give you some of these tips and tricks about who you can reach out to. Now, first and foremost, you're going to want to think about people who would already fit your perfect customer. You know, for example, I am selling makeup and skincare. So I'm thinking about people who wear makeup, who care about their skin, who already have great selfies online, who already are talking about makeup, are people that I look to. They already enjoy the types of products that I'm thinking about, so maybe they'd like to try my products, or maybe they even be fantastic at joining my team. So I'm going to have those people listed. But after that, then what? Well, in this industry, we're heavy on skincare as well. And we're also heavy about helping empower people and feel more confident. A lot of women would love to learn more about makeup, but they just don't know what is the right type for them. They're afraid of going to the counter to buy stuff because maybe the previous foundations or skincare that they've purchased have been wrong for them. So just because someone doesn't wear a lot of makeup doesn't mean that they're not interested in learning about yours. So we are going to be focused heavily on women if this is your industry, but just know that I have a couple of tips and tricks if your hundreds list fills up and you need to start to think about gentlemen. So who are we going to be thinking about in this 100s list, right? Who are we going after? Well, I want you to think about relatives and close friends. I want you to think about coworkers. I want you to think about neighbors and people from your church and social contacts. These are people who you're seeing on a weekly basis. These are people that most likely you're going to tell them about it in person when they say, what's been up with you this week, right? What's new? How are things going? Or maybe they see that you have put on a brand new lipstick. Maybe you've purchased something from your site. And they compliment you on it because they see you in real life. Don't be shy to tell them, oh, thank you so much. I love it. It's made me feel so much more confident. I've actually begun selling these products. When people see you in real life and they talk about your lashes, about your lips, about how your skin is glowing, do not be shy about telling them why you are wearing this product. So think about five of these people, five close friends, five relatives, five coworkers, five people from your social circles, your church, your gym group, people that you do see and who see you wearing the products. Write their names down. Okay. What I don't want you to do is beg these people to purchase your products. What I don't want you to do is to beg these people to join your team, because there is nothing that is going to turn them off more from you or from network marketing than to suddenly be spammed by you. What you do want to be is enthusiastic. Tell them about your confidence. Tell them if you have been doing this industry for a while, what you've been able to accomplish with it. Are you starting to earn your trip to the Bahamas on a cruise? Tell them about that, how you're pumped. I mean, heck, it's incentive period time. Are you planning your January cruise? I know I sure am. And I'm telling other people about it. I'm not saying, hey, come join my team. I just joined this network marketing company and I think you'd be great at it. I'm not coming out of the gate with that, guys. I'm not. I'm letting them see my enthusiasm. That's kind of an attraction marketing kind of thing. The other thing that you can do is when they ask you what's going on, what's new, you can tell them, oh, I've recently joined this company and I'm really excited about it. Do not ask them to try your stuff right away. You really want to plant those seeds of letting them know that you are enthusiastic and you are confident about this product. And then soon after, we can go after with asking them if they'd like to try the mascara. But just plant that seed at first, especially with those close people in your life. Let them see you wear the products. Let them hear you talking about how confident you are before you barrage them. All right, so you've got those people. Maybe that's 10 people. Maybe that's 20 people. So who do we go to next? Well, now I want you to think about the contacts that are through association. Contacts through your children, for example. Do you have other moms through a baby group, a preschool group, from your PTA? Do you have contacts through your partner? You know, do they have coworkers? Do they have close friends? Do they have people that they go see every once in a while? Think about kind of like your second... What is that? The second, what's that? Degree of separation. There we go. There's my brain. The second degree of separation. Who do you know through those people? Maybe there have been hostesses of online parties that you have attended, that you've purchased things through other direct network marketing companies. So maybe you can think about them. Friends that you haven't necessarily seen for a while, but you are close with. Maybe they just live further away. Write their names down. So with these people that you don't necessarily see as often, but you do have some closeness to, or maybe they owe you a favor, I want you to start to warm them up. Shoot them a message. Hey, you've been on my mind. How are things going? Or, oh, my child was talking about yours the other day. How are things going? Or, hey, wanted to check in and see how your baby's diaper rash is. I've been thinking about you. Hope all is well. So you're going to warm these people up. You're going to ask them how things are going on in their lives. And what's going to happen is they're going to reciprocate and ask you about yours. If you're being open about your unique journey on your Facebook wall, they're most likely going to ask you how that's going. Or if not, they're going to ask you what's been new. And there you can tell them your enthusiasm and how your confidence has grown. Maybe there are people who you don't necessarily have a lot of closeness to, but who might be great at this industry. I want you to think about people who, when you go online, you see that they have tons of likes and comments on their posts. They're witty. People who already like to take a lot of selfies. People who are already kind of like your niche market. You want to make sure that you are, same thing, warming them up. So start to like and comment on their posts. If something catches your eye, maybe they had a great recipe, maybe they went on a vacation, you can shoot them a private message about that, always ending with a question so that you start to have that volley, that back and forth conversation with those people. All right, so you're still working on the hundreds list, right? Now you might be up to 50. Right? But there's still a lot of people to go. And right now you might be scratching your head saying, okay, all right, I figured out that. But who else do I get to think about? Well, I want you to think about people who you have volunteered with, friends at the gym, these are people that you might have to ask their name. Maybe you exercise with them every single Thursday and you still don't know their name. Ask them their name and then friend them on Facebook. Maybe there's people who you go to church with or temple with. Just think about these activities that you don't even know the person's last name. Go up, shake their hand. You know, I feel foolish. I talk with you every single week, but I don't even know your last name. Invite them to be your friend on Facebook. Maybe there are people who you used to work with, former employees, former bosses, people who used to be your child's teacher. You could try to find them online as well. They will have a connection with you and they will be excited to connect and be able to kind of check in. Hey, what's been new with your life? If you know of people who are hoping to earn some extra money, you know, those people, they complain online and you know them. They might maybe have said, oh, I have this huge bill coming up. Those are people that you can reach out to. Those are people who might be really hungry and interested in trying to find a new way to make some income. So basically, I want you to first think about the people who are closest to you. I want you to think about your target demo, the people who you think would be great at this business, who would be great at these products. I want you to think about people who you haven't necessarily talked to for a while, but you were close with and they would naturally want to reconnect with you. And then I want you to think about those people who you do see on a somewhat frequent basis, that it wouldn't be weird for you to ask them their name or to connect with them. Reaching out to these people and starting to really plant those seeds and warm up that market is going to help you start off super success for this 100s list. And as those people become customers, or as those people to start to have conversations with you about joining your team, I want you to cross their names off that 100s list and start to add more people. You want to have 100 people on that list that you are constantly able to talk with. Now, what do you do if they are not your target demo? What do you do, for example, if it's a guy? Well, if it's a close uncle of yours who has a wife who you think would be great at it, you're going to talk with him. You're going to connect with him because he will tell his wife, his daughter, his sister. They will be able to share your enthusiasm through them. So if you're really kind of scratching your head in this process, know that you most certainly have 100 people in your life who you can connect with and share this product and opportunity with. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Minute with Mary podcast and that you're inspired to start that 100s list. Remember, as you grow, you're going to keep finding new people. As you're having events online and as you keep meeting others, there are going to be plenty of people to fill in those slots. I would love it if you connected with me on social media. Come and say hi. You can just search the hashtag Minute with Mary and let me know that you're checking out these episodes. And if you feel like this episode provided value, please share it with your team. I myself know that many people do not have a working 100s list, and it is super important. It's going to make a huge difference. So just easily share this episode, and you can also leave an honest review and rating in your podcast app of choice that allows other people the chance to learn about this podcast. If you'd like to hear more about my podcasts, I'm going to tell you something. They're not about Unique. They're generally about television shows that I love. But if you'd like to hear them, you can learn more by heading to maryandblake.com. For now, thank you so much for listening. My name is Mary Larson. Get out there and unleash your confidence.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.